You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Last week, Morro Bay officials decided upon a location for the city's new wastewater treatment plant. The city council chose the inland South Bay Boulevard site, which will cost approximately $25 million more than if the city challenges a host of state agencies and insists on building in the current beachside location. To learn more about this pivotal vote, KCBX News spoke with San Luis Obispo Tribune reporter Nick Wilson, who has been covering this story for several years. We began by talking about Nick's September 23rd Tribune story outlining the wastewater treatment situation in Morro Bay.
So this story that I wrote was in advance of the big meeting that happened on Tuesday. They've had an old sewer system by the ocean that's really fallen apart, and they're risking some violations because of basically how they treat their sewage. So they have a permission to do what they're doing now with the understanding that they're going to build a new sewer. They've got a couple different agencies looking at them going, you know, this is, you need to get going on this, but we're sort of steering you away from that ocean site, which members of the public have some problems with because it's a lot cheaper to build there. They have an existing infrastructure.
Okay. Tell me about the loan program that Morro Bay is eligible for. Does that have any stipulation about the location?
It does not, other than it's a federal EPA loan, so they have to have a site identified in order to move forward with their application. They've been sort of pre-qualified for it, and now they have to submit a more specific, basically, application. And so that's why this decision on Tuesday was kind of critical to move forward on this and pick a site, because it's an $82 million EPA loan, which doesn't cover their entire cost, but it's a big chunk of it, maybe around half or more than half of the entire cost. And the interest rate is really low compared to municipal bonds. So we're looking at about 2.6, 2.7% for the federal loan versus maybe 5%, which is a great deal. So they're up against the clock on this because they have a July deadline to file that application with the EPA.
July 2018?
Correct. So less than a year. And they still have to complete an EIR on the site that they ultimately have picked now, but they were deciding this within the last week. Usually it takes about a year to do a environmental review. They think they can do it in about 8 months with an expedited process. They were thinking if we don't get a decision in by November 1st about the site, we're risking losing that $82 million low interest loan, which definitely lowers your ultimate cost.
So what happened on Tuesday night?
I think it was around 200 people showed up, which is huge for a Morro Bay City Council meeting. Sometimes you have five or six people in the audience. To have 200 people with signs and groups, with a lot of people showing up arguing either for the potentially cheaper coastal option, and then other people saying, you know what, it's time to stop messing around with where to build this. We know that the inland site has a higher chance of approval. We know it doesn't carry environmental risks. That's another thing with the coastal site. You have potential for flooding, tsunami, those kinds of issues. And I think this is just, and I ran into Jamie Irons, the mayor, yesterday at an event, and it seems like this has been the key issue in Morro Bay for years now. And it seems like this is, a celebration of sorts, and the fact that they've gotten to this point. Granted that not everyone in the community agrees, but it's been a long time coming to really just fully invest, fully move forward with one site. They've gone back and forth on a lot of different sites, had a lot of different, I think, struggles with getting to this moment. So from a city planning and infrastructure viewpoint, I think it's kind of a celebration at this point.
I was speaking with Nick Wilson, San Luis Obispo Tribune staff reporter. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Martin.